This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Healthcare providers of all kinds are grappling with the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many hospitals around the region are now strictly limiting visitors for all kinds of patients. At UVM Medical Center, for example, just one individual can accompany a pregnant person for labor and delivery. That's meant a significant uptick in calls to certified midwives who facilitate home births, according to Katie Bramhall. She's a midwife based in the Upper Valley and the president of the Vermont Midwives Association. I spoke to Bramhall over Zoom this week and started by asking her how these hospital policies have impacted her practice so far.
Birthing families are finding the community midwives now and really expressing concern over that lack of support that they feel they are presented with, and asking a lot of questions about home birth and about out-of-hospital birthing situations. A lot of the phone calls we're receiving are by families who had not really considered having an out-of-hospital birth. And so there's, a lot of education that goes along with that.
And so how are you advising the folks that are calling you right now and looking for alternative options to what they may have planned? Of course, the birthing process is something that many plan pretty extensively, and for so many, it's being upended right now. What are you telling those that are calling you and asking for advice?
What we're first doing is just really acknowledging that this feels impossible, is heartbreaking. You know, just really acknowledging the difficult situation that it presents for all of us. And then there are certain people who actually are pretty good candidates for having a birth outside of the hospital, even as a late transfer to care. Usually late transfers to care, it's not a good idea at all to really consider that. But in a time of COVID-19, as long as somebody has had a healthy pregnancy, and that's a very objective assessment, not subjective at all, is full term, has no underlying health issues, and the baby's been checking out fine, it's definitely, something that we can consider. We also have to take into consideration the people who we've already got in our practice and make sure that they get what they need in this difficult time. So it's a really big balancing act right now.
And so, of course, you are still performing and assisting with home births right now. Is that right?
Yes, I had two last week, actually. It's a very different process. Everybody's required to wear a mask. I probably went through 50 pairs of gloves just to make sure that I was protected, and as was the family I was with. I actually chose to not do any hands-on labor assistance for the first time ever in almost 500 births out of hospital. But then just instead just had to dig deeper and just sat down at the bottom of the bed in a chair and just used my voice as comfort the best that I could. You know, the recommendation is just to limit exposure. And what that means is that, it's just not a great idea given that COVID is a droplet-based illness. And so being really close to a woman who is unmasked and breathing really hard, the exposure potential for a midwife is pretty high, and it's just a messy bodily fluid kind of experience. Social distancing happens at a birth right now too.
Yeah. Well, just finally, Katie, I'm curious how you're planning to or thinking about the months ahead, imagining that this might be the reality for a while. What is that going to mean for your practice and for the practice of other midwives in this region?
Yeah, so I just hired another midwife in my practice yesterday, and the Vermont Midwives Association, we're due for our second meeting this week to try and pool resources, both equipment and supplies and manpower, or womanpower actually, and womanpower so that we all, can get the break we need as well as keep the support going for our families. It's just like everybody else in healthcare, just a different version of it. We're managing our personal resources and our material resources and our spiritual resources, just like all of us.
Katie Bramhall's practice is Gentle Landing Midwifery in Barrie, Vermont and Lebanon, New Hampshire. She's also the president of the Vermont Midwives Association. Katie Bramhall, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks so very much.